Okay, our friends. So today I have a challenge for you. It is an Easter challenge. Oh my goodness, friends, this book is adorable. It's Can You Pick a Perfect Egg? Do you need instructions on how to do that? Because that's what this book is about. It's called Pick a Perfect Egg. It was written by Patricia Tott. It's illustrated by Jarvis. And it is read today by Mommy. And who are you? What are you? Who are you?
Mr.
Yeah. Well, Mr. I am your mommy and I'm going to tell you how to pick a perfect egg. Are you ready? And do you know why you might need an egg?
No, that's my last name. My name is Mr.
Okay, so your first name, your title is Mr. Your first name is Mr. Your middle name is Mr. Your last name is Mr. Mr.
Yeah.
Lord, help us. Good heavens, what a name.
You can call me Mr.
Mr. M. All right, well.
Mr. What?
M for Mr.
No. Mr. M.
Got
Mr.
it. M to the third power.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Here we go. When we open the book, we see a mom and a little girl, and they are on their way to pick eggs. And it says, pick a perfect egg with care. Choose a white one nestled there. And we see it is nestled in the nest of a hen who appears to be sleeping and quite happy. Gather more and softly stack them. Just be cautious not to crack them. Lay in cartons row by row. Pay the farmer. Off you go. So they've gone to a farm. It looks like Patty's farm, where they have chickens and baby chicks, and they are purchasing eggs from the farmer. Some people go to the grocery store or the market, the supermarket, and get eggs there from like inside of a store. But other people go to markets that are in a farm. And that's what this family has done. Hold them safely as you ride through the greening countryside. They've gone all the way out to the country to the farm. Now, find a pot that's wide and tall and large enough to hold them all. Add some water to the pot. Your adults can make it hot and set a timer so you'll know when the eggs are good to go. And while they're cooling off and drying, let's get ready for some dyeing. Now, friends, this book is amazing. I cannot recommend it enough because it's full of interesting facts. Get ready. Mm-hmm. Stew some plants to make a brew. Beets turn eggs a rosy hue. Spinach, green. Berries, blue. Try some herbs and spices too. Or use tablets, powders, color drops. Add to water. Plop, plop, plop.
Paprika.
You know, there's lots of different colors.
Paprika makes stuff brown.
Yeah, or maybe like a yellow or an orange color, maybe. Lots of different herbs and spices and foods can make things different colors. I personally like to use a good red cabbage to make things purpley blue. It's true. Here's a decorating tip. Before you give your eggs a dip with white crayons, draw designs. Letters, circles, wavy lines. Barely see them? Never fear. Magically, they'll soon appear. Lower eggs into the cups. Porous shells will drink dyes up. Scoop them out and let them dry, and choose some accents to apply. Paint and markers, dabs of glue, jewels, glitter, stickers too. And in the picture, we see the little girl. She has done that. So after they were done, after they've done their dyeing, red or yellow or green or blue or whatever color they've chosen, now they are putting stickery stuffs on them and sparkly stuffs. Now they're putting stickers and sparkles all over them. And next it says, then, overnight, while you lie sleeping outside, someone's lightly creeping through backyards, over lawns, hiding treats before the dawn, and good morning. While the sun is rising higher, slip into your spring attire. And in this picture, we can see the little girl was sleeping in her bed and the bunnies were out hopping around. Or maybe it was just one bunny, just really, really active, zooming all over the place in the backyard. You, what?
I'm going to say it more than one.
Yeah, more than one. Well, in the morning, she's gotten up and put on a bunny costume, a white, furry, fluffy bunny costume. Okay. It kind of looks like her dog's fur too. I don't know. On a basket, tie a bow and make a cushy nest below. Now that looks like an Easter basket, doesn't it? Yeah, okay. Now, fling your front door open wide. Fun is waiting just inside. It's time for eggy hide-and-seeking. Spots of color barely peeking, perched in plants or on the ground. So many scattered all around. Stand with friends all in a row. Ready? Set? Go, go, go! And it's an Easter egg hunt, friends. We can see all the kids are all lined up, and the backyard is completely covered in eggs and decorations. And it says, what is hidden in those gaps? Chocolate eggs in foil wraps. Are more specks of color showing? Some still hiding. Keep on going. Find plastic eggs that open wide. See the sweets and treats inside? Jelly beans and chocolate drops, a shiny ring, a spinning top, a tiny car, a fake tattoo, coins, and secret notes for you. But what about the eggs you dyed? Quickly fetch them from inside and add them to the ones you found. Make a multicolored mound. Found eggs, dyed eggs, eggs galore. Look, it's not just an egg anymore. It's an Easter egg. And let it be the decoration for your springtime celebration. This joyful day has just begun. Happy Easter, everyone! And we can certainly see beautiful eggs here, which I think are definitely worth looking at. The artwork here is spectacular. And you know what it makes me want is an egg to eat. Nom, nom.
Don't eat the Easter eggs.
I think I might. And that, my good friends, is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.